UNC Charlotte is hoping to expand again with a proposed hotel and conference center on campus next to the light rail stop on North Tryon. WFAE's Justin Lape reports.
The university says the project would have a lot of benefits, including building its academic reputation by allowing the school to host large academic conferences. Chancellor Philip Dubois spoke to City Council this week and says a hotel and conference center would give them the same amenities as larger research universities.
This is a common feature at major research universities, whether it's the Nittany Lion Inn at Penn State, the Blackwell Inn at Ohio State, the Georgia Tech Hotel and Conference Center in Atlanta, or the new Stateview Hotel at NC State in Raleigh.
Dubois says the addition of this building could help attract additional funding to join the school's ranks, as well as bringing in researchers that could earn additional funding. The Marriott-branded hotel would have 226 hotel rooms and 12,000 square feet of conference space. It's expected to cost $84 million. Most of that would be paid for by the UNC Charlotte Foundation. The university also wants City Council to approve $8 million from tourism taxes for the project. Dubois says the project would benefit the rest of the city, too.
Potential symbiotic relationship between the hotel conference center and Center City, including larger conventions and meetings that might be taking place downtown and that need additional rooms. And in this context, think national political conventions.
City Council is expected to make decisions on zoning and investment in the project by late August. If approved, construction would begin this January. The plan is to complete it by August 2020. For WFAA News, I'm Justin Lape.